This chapter is a wonderful chapter. It starts off with the showing of a pure river of water of life. And he showed me. Why did he show him the river of life? Surely a person in heaven would take that in of themselves, but not so. The things in heaven will only be shown in all their glory when Christ shows them. And what a place heaven is, but what a greater place it becomes when Jesus Christ shows you it. There was a day when he showed us a pure river of the water of life. Do you remember that day? Were you not struck with how clear it was, as clear as crystal? Were you not struck with where it came from the throne of God and from the throne of the Lamb? And were you not struck it took a central position in the midst of the street of it? On either side of the river was there the tree of life. Do you remember the tree of life in paradise? Do you remember what happened there before that tree of life? The woman Eve and the man Adam fell, and how great was the fall of it. The world has been re-echoing from the crash of Adam and Eve from that day until now. But something has happened. Healing has come. And the very tree where they fell was the very tree when we are healed. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. What came when Adam fell? The curse. And there shall be no more curse. Who took it away? The man of the tree, the man called Jesus. And who will control all the praises of God in heaven at his throne and of the Lamb? The throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face. You'll never be away from the face of Jesus in heaven. He always will be looking at you. He has an eye that takes everybody in its scan. You think of that. A great multitude which no man can number. And when Christ looks at them, he takes them all in. And in heaven, he's going to take us all in as he looks over that great multitude of people. They shall see his face. Isn't it noticeable that the first thing that the Holy Spirit picks out that they shall see? Not himself, but they'll see his face. They say the face is the mirror of the person. It lights up the whole of the personality. Oh, how bright Jesus will be when we see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. There couldn't be any night there, could there, when the Lord Jesus is looking up on us. There couldn't be any thought of night. They don't need the candle. The poor old Pope will be out of trading wax. He's only a wax religion, and wax doesn't last. Just put the heat on it and it melts. They need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light. And along will they reign with him. They'll reign with him forever and ever. What a heaven. What a picture. But what a Savior. May God help us to see Him. See Him in this picture that we have on this table today. Broken bread. See Him in this picture we have today. Poured out wine. Oh, thank God for His pure body. Broken for us. Thank God for His blood. Shed for us for the remission of sins. May God help us to really worship Him. Will you worship Him today as we bow our heads in prayer? And someone will take our thoughts in their mouths and repeat them to God as we give thanks for the bread. Now, amen.